You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Premier League darts on In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're looking ahead to Premier League Week 12 on this edition as the Premier League heads down south to Bournemouth. Plenty of good games to come and we'll be taking a look across all of the betting. Sam Norris here in the studio and on the line, as ever, is former player and Sky Sports pundit Rod Harrington. Morning, Rod.
Morning, how are we?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, yourself?
Yes, I'm very well, thanks.
Good. It looks like it's going to be potentially quite an important night for Michael van Gerwen tonight, Rod. We've seen just over the last couple of weeks, Phil Taylor's been really turning the screw at the top of the Premier League. MVG plays twice tonight and Taylor's opened up a four-point gap and he hasn't been losing games, van Gerwen. But
yes, I think that Phil Taylor, if van Gerwen doesn't get 4 points this week, then I think Phil Taylor will head the top of that league. I think it will be out of van Gerwen's reach and there's nothing like Phil Taylor would like more is to get that 25 grand bonus and put it in the face of Michael. As I've said many times, we've been talking, well, all the talk has been about Michael, but Phil is 4 points clear at that top of that league.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, it feels as though MVG needs to get maximum points. Of course, finishing top of the league doesn't guarantee you a win in the Premier League, but as you've said there, Rod, it's really important for both players to finish on top of this league just to sort of have it over the other one.
Yes, it is. I mean, what we've got the young gun coming in, Michael van Gerwen, who is an exceptional dart player, as they all are, to be quite honest. But with Michael starting to set them magnificent high averages, kind of set his stall out and sent the message out to everybody else. And, you know, at the start of the Premier League, Phil was in a little bit of the doldrums again. He lost his first match and we thought, is he going to be where he was last year and not make the playoffs at the O2? However, he got his game together, he's got his darts sorted out, they're comfortable in his hand, and of course now he's playing well, but with those high averages of Michael van Gerwen, the talk was all about Michael. And Phil is going, well, look, I'm the 16 world times world champion, Gary Anderson's the world champion, what are you talking about Michael van Gerwen for? So it was a little bit of animosity between the players, and to be quite honest, when you're professional sportsmen, as I call them, you're going to get that, and if you didn't get that, then they wouldn't be the top professional sportsmen they are.
Yeah, I suppose you may as well pack up and go home if you haven't got that competitive edge. It's also a potentially important week for the likes of James Wade and Peter Wright, and possibly Barney as well, because it's looking a little bit like a do or die for those players just outside the top four at this moment in time, Rod.
It is, yes. I mean, James Wade has played that extra game, so it's all important that he gets wins on the board. Well, doesn't drop any more points. Raymond van Barneveld, you know, he's played 12 as well. He's got that extra game, but only on 9. I think it's out of Barney's reach at the moment. I just don't think he's got that top-end game consistently to make that top four. But it's going to be very interesting. I think Taylor and van Gerwen are going to qualify, but you've got Adrian Lewis and Gary Anderson look prime for the next two spots. But like I say, Wade and Wright have still got chances.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get stuck into some of the betting then for Week 12 at Bournemouth. We start with the first game, the Knights. As we said there, MVG will play twice, so he's up first against Peter Wright. Van Gerwen is 1-3 in the betting. It's 5-1 the draw and 5-1 for Peter Wright. It's not that Van Gerwen's been playing badly over the last few weeks, Rod. He's just simply been drawing too many matches, but Peter Wright was the only player not to get at least four legs on the board last week in what was a pretty decent week. So this looks a good opportunity for MVG to take maximum points.
Yes, it does. And for the big punters, 1-3 on, you know, double that up with something else. And I think that's good odds. I mean, Peter Wright changed his darts again last week. And they just didn't look right. I mean, he was hitting low ones and fives, which is unlike Wright. He's normally a very consistent player, doesn't make too many mistakes. But he certainly did against Thornton last week. And I can only see this as a van Gerwen win. And if Peter Wright goes back to them straight barrel darts, which I think is the best for him, then I can see him getting a few legs. But if he doesn't and comes out like he did last week, I think van Gerwen could really beat him up this week.
Yeah, certainly so. As you say there, you've got to be a little bit tempered when you're thinking about backing Peter Wright, because you just don't know what darts he's going to come out with. He really has fiddled with them more than almost any top player over the last year or two.
Well, he has, yes. But most of the time, he's got away with it. He's got a good mindset. But the last 2 weeks, there has been a little bit of doubt in there and a little bit of confidence gone, which is unusual for Peter. It's the first time I've seen, you know, that lack of confidence and that yet lack of commitment when he's throwing the darts. So, yeah, I mean, this looks like a Van Gerwen win all the way. And, you know, if you go with the Van Gerwen who win most 180s and the highest checkout, that's at 9-4. I think that looks great odds at the moment.
Yeah, certainly does. We've also got the handicap betting, of course. The spread here, -3.5 for Michael Van Gerwen. That gets you odds against 11-10. Well, Peter Wright would have been on the wrong side of that handicap last week against Robert Thornton. And great disrespect to Robert, MVG's a different kettle of fish entirely. So if he couldn't pick up three legs against Thornton, you're looking at that -3.5 for Michael Van Gerwen and thinking at 11-10, that could look potentially quite attractive as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will take that. But it's always dubious because Peter Wright, as I said, you know, I like watching Peter. He's a good, solid player. And I quite believe that he's going to come out with a different set of darts, a set that he's comfortable with, and play a lot better than he did last week. And as I said, it's not taking anything away from Thornton. But I expect him to play a lot better. Whether he'll get the three legs, if he doesn't come out with improper darts, then he won't get three legs. I'm quite confident of that. But he could easily get, you know, four legs, Peter Wright. That's right on the borderline. William Hill got that one about right. But as far as going to beat Michael Van Gerwen, I just can't see it.
Yeah, OK, fair enough. Game number two then is Raymond van Barneveld taking on Adrian Lewis. 2-1 here for Barney. 7-2 the draw, and Adrian Lewis is in the betting at 10-11. As we said earlier, Rod, literally everything would have to go right for Barney to have any squeak of those top four places. And it's about consolidation now for Adrian Lewis.
Yes, it is. I mean, AD played brilliant at times and then had a couple of dull patches in that match against James Wade, and he nearly lost it. And if it hadn't have been for that 9 dart leg, let's mention that, because it's fine.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah.
Premier League. And let's back it again, because I'm sure there's going to be another one before the end of the 0-2. But, you know, AD went off to a steaming start and then went off to boil again and then went 5-4 down, and I was commentating on it. And it was like a typical Lewis performance. You're seeing the absolute sublime of Lewis, but then, you know, the very dull Adrian Lewis. And at 5-4 down, you're thinking Wade's gonna sort this out now. But the 9 darter was absolutely brilliant. I know every 9 darter is brilliant, but to hit that 177 and leave the 144, I said in comms that if he hits the first treble, it's sitting pretty. The 9 darter's as good as done, and that's exactly what he did. But then followed it up to clean up the game. I think it was with another 12 or 13 dart leg. So that was absolutely brilliant from Lewis. And if he comes out of the gate firing like that again this week, I really can't see Barney beating him. But, you know, Barney is one of those players, a bit like Lewis, you find it very hard to tip against because they can just rock up and they can beat. I mean, Barney's had some great performances in the World Championship against Michael, and then 3 weeks ago getting a draw out of Michael. So he's got the game. But it's all about this mental approach, you know, being aggressive, being upbeat, which Barney seemed to lack. So I'm going with Adrian Lewis here, but I think Barney will get the four legs.
Okay, Adrian Lewis then to win the game outright is 10-11. Lewis to win and both players to score four or more legs is in the betting at 2-1. So that's the way in for Rod. The next game that we'll look at then sees Gary Anderson take on James Wade. 8-13 for Anderson here. 4-1 the draw, and Wadey is 11-4. It's been remiss of me to mention, really, Rod, the absolute cracker that Gary Anderson and Michael Van Gerwen played out last week. We don't often talk about draws being crackers, but for that to finish 6-6 in only 16 minutes, that was a wonderful performance from both players.
Yeah, what a great game to watch. 16 minutes, 20 seconds.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it takes me longer to get to the stage.
Yeah.
But yes, it was a great game. And Gary Anderson. And what I liked about Gary Anderson was his interview afterwards. I've got what Michael Van Gerwen wants, the World Championship and the Premier League trophy. And he's going to have to come after me to get it because I'm after him. That's what I like to hear in Gary Anderson. You don't hear it very often. Mm. He's not an aggressive player like that. But again, like Taylor, got the ump that everyone's talking about, Michael Van Gerwen. And he really did take the game to Van Gerwen. There wasn't a break or throw in that match last week, which is very unusual. But James Wade, you know, he's another one of my favourite dart players. He's got a brilliant throw and he just gets up there and he does the job. Now, if I have to criticise James Wade just a smidgen, is that he's starting to just go up on his left toe to try and get a little bit more height in the dart. after a dart goes live. He's got to stop that. He's got to keep his heel on the floor and just keep that rhythm with the left arm. And then he will be a tad more consistent. I mean, I'm going to go for a Gary Anderson win here for obvious reasons. He's got that extra score power. But if he's off, out of sorts a little bit, you can see James Wade getting a draw out of this game.
Okay, Anderson in the betting at 8-13 then for that game. We move on to the next match from Bournemouth. This is Phil Taylor taking on Robert Thornton. 1-4 here about the power, 6-1 the draw, and 6-1 for Robert Thornton. We spoke about Phil Taylor earlier on in the podcast, Rod, and I guess what he's been doing well that perhaps Van Gerwen hasn't been doing, he's been winning games sort of 7-5, 7-4. He's been showing that clinical edge when it matters that we've become accustomed to with Phil.
Yes, exactly right. I mean, that's why he's the 16 world champion, because he's done that so many times. And it's down to this leg-on-leg pressure that he has against people. You know, every time they've thrown even 9 darts and now they want a shot out, they look over at the board and Phil Taylor's just behind them. So it's frightening and it puts the extra pressure on. Now, Phil Taylor hasn't been firing the last few weeks in massive ton-plus averages. They've just been around the 100, just a smidgen over, a smidgen under. But like you say, he has been getting over the line. Now, Robert Thornton, he does have this game back. His form is not 100% back, but it certainly is, and it's made him more confident. So, again, a bit like the Anderson against Wade, if Phil Taylor's not on his game here, then Robert Thornton, I can see getting a draw. But I think that Phil Taylor is going to come out, all guns are blazing. He doesn't want to give that top spot up. And I can see a Taylor win here. And if you double that up with a Van Gerwen, it pays just under evens, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Taylor in the betting at 1-4. I suppose at this stage of the tournament, Rod, Thornton's almost freewheeling here. It's a little bit of practice for him. He's got no chance of making the top four. He can go out and play with no pressure, which is sometimes a good thing, sometimes a bad thing, I suppose.
Well, I think it's actually a good thing, and it's helped Robert get his form back. You know, he got that draw out of Michael Van Gerwen that, you know, stopped him getting relegated. And he's sitting back thinking, I'm up for none, as we call it. So I can just go up there. I can be the spoiler. I can earn an extra few quid if I get an extra couple of places up on the league. And that's exactly what he's done. And I think that being a little bit relaxed with no pressure has brought his form back. And Thornton on form and confident is a very, very dangerous player.
Yeah, certainly is. Let's go to the final game of the night. And this is Adrian Lewis taking on Michael Van Gerwen. The second game at Bournemouth for both players. 100-30 here for Adrian Lewis. 4-1 the draw and MVG 8-15. This could be a cracking game, Rod. As we said earlier, Michael Van Gerwen desperate to take maximum points tonight. Needs maximum points, perhaps, if he wants to finish top of the league.
Yes, he does. He's got to take 4 points here. And this could be a tough one. He'd have already played one game and so would have Lewis. So sometimes, you know, you get a little bit tired. Out of the two, I have to say that on the tiredness side, Michael Van Gerwen will cope with it a little bit better. But AD Lewis, after last week, you know, he had some lovely scoring power. And if he brings that to the stage against Michael, then Michael's got to look out. I mean, I could easily make a good case for a draw here because AD Lewis, as I said so many times, is so good. It's very hard to tip against. But I just think the edge is going to go with Michael. He's got just the form line a tad over the last few weeks coming into this because I don't think he's going to have as many bad legs as AD's going to have. And when I say a bad leg, I probably only mean a 15 dart.
Yeah.
Which with these guys is a bad leg nowadays. So it's a Van Gerwen to win a tight game here, probably a 7-5.
Okay. MVG in the betting at 8-15. And if you do, like Rod, think Adrian Lewis can get 5 legs on the board, he's in the betting plus 2.5 legs at 4-5, which could appeal slightly bigger price, and you get a few more results going for you that way as well.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's all about looking for some value at times, and sometimes looking at a win of the match perhaps it's not great value, but if you look into what William Hill do in the markets, then it certainly can be. I mean, my tips for this week, Sam, are, you know, Van Gerwen to win both his matches, Taylor and Anderson to win, and the fourfold pays just over 8-1. Now, with the 8-1, you can actually put them as trebles and a fourfold, which I think is a good fourfold this week. And plus, Wade and Barney have both not let us down on their individual checkouts. And I have to say, William Hill has still got Wade at 94.5, I think it is.
Yeah.
And every week he has it just over the 100. I think it's 8 out of the last 9 weeks that Wadey has done that. He's the king of the checkouts at 101, 102, up to about 110. So certainly that double again. And I tell you what, let's not forget the 9 data. We've had it up, and I honestly believe it's going to happen again.
Okay, yeah, really looking forward to that. Hopefully it does. Yeah, as you mentioned there, James Wade, highest match checkout. Again, over 94.5. Does look on the low side, 5-6 for Rod. So they're your best bets for the week then, Rod, the fourfold and the double there. If that's tied down to one, if you could just have one bet this week, what would it be?
The one bet, I think I'd have to go with Van Gerwen to win both matches and treble that up with Taylor, you know, as a treble. They are all massively odds on, but they pay probably just over evens. And I believe that's as probably as sure as you can get.
Okay, superb stuff as ever. My thanks to Rod Harrington. Hope you enjoy the darts on Thursday night, Rod, and best of luck to everyone out there having a bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.